various actions.
Why?
Some people like us to say things like, I'll be back when you open the box again, or something like that.
Why do you do noises? Said Mr. Pin.
People like noises.
We don't, said Mr. Pin.
We ing ate noises, said Mr. Tulip.
Good for you. I can do lots of silence, the imp volunteered,
but suicidal programming forced it to continue.
And would you like a different colour scheme?
What?
What colour would you like me to be?
As it spoke, one of the imp's long ears slowly turned purple and its nose became a vaguely disquieting shade of blue.
We don't want any colours, said Mr. Pin. We don't want noises. We don't want cheerfulness. We just want you to do what you're told. Perhaps you would like to take a moment to fill in your registration card?
Said the imp, desperately, holding it up. A knife thrown at snake speed snapped the card out of its hand and nailed it to the desk.
Or perhaps you would like to leave it till later.
Your man here, Mr. Pin began. Where did he go? Mr. Tulip reached behind the counter and hauled up the wizard.
Your man here says you're one of those imps that can repeat everything you hear,
said Pin.
Yes, insert name here, sir, said the imp.
And you don't make stuff up.
They can't, the wizard panted. They have no imagination at all.
So, if someone heard it, they'd know it was real.
Yes, indeed.
Sounds just the thing we're looking for, said Mr. Pin.
And how will you be paying? Said the wizard.
Mr. Pin snapped his fingers. Mr. Tulip drew himself up and out, squared his shoulders and cracked knuckles that were like two bags of pink walnuts.
Before we ing talk about paying, said Mr. Tulip, we want to talk to the bloke who wrote that ing warranty.
What William now had to think of as his office had changed quite a lot. The old laundry fixings, dismembered rocking horses and other rubbish had been spirited away and two desks stood back to back in the middle of the floor. They were ancient and battered, and to stop them wobbling, they needed, against all common sense, bits of folded cardboard under all four legs.
"I got them from the second-hand shop along the road," said Saccharissa nervously. "They weren't very expensive."
"Yes, I can see that.
Miss Cripslock, I've been thinking, your grandfather can engrave a picture, can he?" "Yes, of course. Why have you got mud all over you?"
"And if we got an iconograph and learned how to use it to take pictures," William went on, ignoring this, "could he engrave the picture that the imp paints?"
"I suppose so." "And do you know any good iconographers in the city?"
"I could ask around. What happened to you?"
"Oh, there was a threatened suicide in Welcome Soap."
"Any good?" Saccharissa looked startled at the sound of her own voice.
"I mean, obviously, I wouldn't wish anyone to die, but we've got quite a lot of space."
"I might be able to make something of it. He saved the life of the man who climbed up to talk him down."
"How brave! Did you get the name of the man who climbed up after him?"
No. He was a mystery man," said William.
"Oh, well, that's something. There's some people waiting to see you outside," said Saccharissa.
She glanced at her notes.
"There's a man who's lost his watch, a zombie who... well, I can't make out what he wants. There's a troll who wants a job, and there's someone who's got a complaint about the story of the fight at the Mended Drum and wants to behead you."
"Oh, dear. All right, one at a time." The watch loser was easy.
"It was one of the new clockwork ones my father gave me," said the man. "I've been looking for it all week." "It's not exactly... if you can put it in the paper that I have lost it, maybe someone who's found it will turn it in," said the man, with unwarranted hopefulness. "And I'll give you sixpence for your trouble."
Sixpence was sixpence. William made a few notes. The zombie was more difficult. For a start, he was grey, shading to green in places, and smelled very strongly of artificial hyacinth aftershave. Some of the more recent zombies having realised that their chance of making friends in their new life would be greatly improved if they smelled of flowers rather than just smelled.
"People like to know about people who are dead," he said.
His name was Mr. Bendy, and he pronounced it in a way that made it clear that the Mr. was very much a part of the name.
"They do?"
"Yes," said Mr. Bendy emphatically. "Dead people can be very interesting. I expect people would be very interested in reading about dead people."
"Do you mean obituaries?"
"Well, yes, I suppose they would be. I could write them in an interesting way."
"All right, 20 pence each, then."
Mr. Bendy nodded. It was clear that he would have done it for nothing.